tardes. That means good afternoon in Spanish. Our name is Cañaveral. The word means sugarcane field. So when you hear the word Cape Canaveral in English, the name is really a Spanish name, and it's the word for the sugarcane field. Our group started out in Miami about a year ago because we found out that in Miami there are many Latin American people, but the complete representation of Latin American music has not been possible until we started playing. Miami is known for its salsa music and the Caribbean rhythms, but it is not known for representing all of Hispanic America in that area. Our group was the first group that came together to produce this music, not only salsa music, not only Caribbean music, but all the possible rhythms that come out from Latin America. We chose the word Canaveral because sugar cane is produced in all of the Hispanic American countries. Many people think that it's only the Caribbean or the northern part of South America, but this is not so. All the countries in Latin America produce sugar cane. That is why we decided to use the word Cañaveral as the name of our group. Before we start, I would like to present to you my fellow workers. From the country of Uruguay in South America, Roberto Pereira, and he is playing the Paraguayan harp. The next member of our group is Nelson Zuleta, and he is from Venezuela, from a place called Maracaibo, and he is playing what is called a cuatro.
Hello. Thank you.
Then comes Juan Areco from Paraguay, and he is playing the lead guitar. My name is Hilda, and you will see me playing an assorted group of instruments from the guitar to the maraca. And I come from Cuba. Okay? The first song we will be playing for you is a song that Colombia dedicated to Paraguay. In one of those famous revolutions that we have constantly happening in Latin America, the country of Paraguay helped Colombia. And this is why they bring this song to Paraguay. It is called Confraternidad, or Brotherhood.
En las orillas del Magdalena, entre las sombras de tu lindo cafetal, a los fulgores de luna llena, así es mi canto dedicado al Paraguay. Tus noches tienen todo el encanto, de presionadas, pasionadas de rubí. Por eso quiero dedicarle a mis hermanos, al gran pueblo paraguayo, donde adorna el agua y a su indomable corazón y a su bravura, y también a la hermosura de la reina guaraní. Es canto de hermandad al pueblo que luchó, es confraternidad del corazón. Es tierra hermana, tierra indoamericana, donde el pájaro campana por latrinos de cristal. Es tierra hermana, tierra indoamericana, donde el pájaro campana por latrinos de cristal. Ah, noches tiene,
tus noches tiene
todo el encanto, depresionadas, tachonadas de rubí. Por eso quiero dedicarle a mis hermanos, al gran pueblo paraguayo, donde adorne el agua ahí, a su indomable corazón y a su bravura, y también a la hermosura de la reina guaraní. Es canto de hermandad al pueblo que luchó, es confraternidad del corazón. Es tierra hermana, tierra indoamericana, donde el pájaro campana por latrinos de cristal. Es tierra hermana, tierra indoamericana, donde el pájaro campana por latrinos de cristal.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me? Because I can hardly hear myself. The next song we're going to do is a very well-loved song. It was made famous throughout the world by an American singer called Nat King Cole about maybe 30 years ago. It's a Venezuelan song. And let me tell you, all the songs that we're singing here today are very well known in Latin America, so we're very happy that we have an audience to sing them to. These are part of our culture and part of our way of life. So you're not listening to anything that is unknown. Everything is very well known, and if you go to any of our countries, you will be able to hear them at one point or another. The next song we're going to do, as I said, is Venezuelan. It's written by a Venezuelan composer called Chelique Saravia, and it is called Ansiedad. It means, what would be the direct translation of that? Not anxiety.
No, it's not anxiety. It's a desire.
It's desire. It's more desire.
De tenerte en mis brazos, musitando palabras de amor. Ansiedad de tener tus encantos y en la boca volverte a besar. Ansiedad de tenerte en mis brazos, musitando palabras de amor. Ansiedad de tener tus encantos y en la boca volverte a besar. Yo sé que estás llorando al recordarme, tus lágrimas son perlas que caen al mar. Y el eco adormecido donde esté el lamento hace que estés presente en mi soñar. Quizás estés llorando al recordarme y abraces mi retrato con frenesí, y hasta tu oído llegue la melodía salvaje del eco de la pena de estar sin ti. Musitando palabras de amor. Ansiedad de tener tus encantos y en la boca volverte a besar. Ansiedad de tenerte en mis brazos, musitando palabras de amor. Ansiedad de tener tus encantos y en la boca volverte a besar. Yo sé que estás llorando al recordarme, tus lágrimas son perlas que caen al mar. Y el eco adormecido donde esté el lamento hace que estés presente en mi soñar. Quizás estés llorando al recordarme y abraces mi retrato con frenesí. Y hasta tu oído llegue la melodía salvaje del eco de la pena de estar sin ti. Y hasta tu oído llegue la melodía salvaje del eco de la pena de estar sin ti.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Paraguay, which is in southern Latin America, to the bottom part of South America, has been one of the countries that has given one of the most melodious music of our section of the world. The next song we will be doing is a Paraguayan song. It is called Llegada, and its translation is Arrival. What you will be hearing Roberto play is a Paraguayan harp. The harp came to South America with the missionaries in the 17th century. It did not evolve. It remained the same harp that the Spaniards brought with them in their voyages. The harp has been accepted. It was accepted by the Indians and by the Spaniards of Hispanic America, and it was used for their folklore. Also, the harp did not evolve. It is the same type, but throughout Latin America, you will find many variations of this primitive harp that the Spaniards brought with them in the 17th century. The three basic types of harp that you will find in Latin America is the Paraguayan harp, which it has thicker strings and less strings, and it has a hole in the bottom. The Venezuelan harp has three holes on the box, and the sound is a little bit lighter. Also, you will find another type of, or another variation of the harp in Mexico. This harp is usually smaller, and the sound is more bell-like. It's a thinner, lighter sound. Now you will hear Roberto play Arrival, a Paraguayan melody. Clap.
Thank you. Is he nodding? Is he nodding? Is he going like that? Okay. The next song we're going to do is a little bit of salsa. Right now, it is one of the most well-liked tunes in all of Latin America. It is a very old song. It's from the late 19th century, and it has been brought back to us by a very popular singer from Venezuela called José Luis Rodríguez. You have probably seen him play in the Miss America pageants, or usually a beauty contest. That's where he usually sings. He is like the rival of Julio Iglesias. I'm sure you know him better. Okay, we're going to be doing something from the Caribbean, something from Venezuela, and it's called Amalia Rosa. That's the name of a woman, by the way.
Caibo salieron dos palomitas volando. A la güera volverán, a la güera volverán. Ay, pero a Maracaibo cuando de Maracaibo salieron dos palomitas volando. A la güera volverán, a la güera volverán. Ay, pero a Maracaibo cuando María me dio una sí y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. Ya se juntaron las cuatro, que son las que quiero yo. Amalia, 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 Amalia Rosa, esa es la que yo me llevo. Esa es la que yo me llevo por ser la más buena moza. Amalia, 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 Amalia Rosa, esa es la que yo me llevo, esa es la que yo me llevo por ser la más buena moza. Toma niña ese puñal, ábreme por un costal, pa' que vea mi corazón, pa' que vea mi corazón, ay con el tuyo retratado. Toma niña ese puñal, ábreme por un costal, pa' que vea mi corazón, pa' que vea mi corazón, ay con el tuyo retratado. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Next song we're going to do is probably one of the ones that you will recognize instantly. And this is a Cuban song, and it's called Ni Guantanamera. The version that you know from the Sandpipers is a very sophisticated, very international, very Americanized version of the song. The Guantanamera is about probably 40 years old. And it first came out to sing all the crimes that had happened in Havana that day. They would take, the music came out, and they would put the words or the lyrics of the worst crime that had happened that day. That's the real origin of the song. They would dramatize
the song in the radio, and you would have actors reenact the crime. And this, and between chapters or between acts, they would sing the Guantanamera with the words telling the story. Jose Marti, which is really the one who wrote the lyrics that you all know right now, never ever heard the Guantanamera, because he died in 1898, and he produced these lyrics almost 100 years ago. So he never heard the Guantanamera that you know and that I know today. It was never sung at his time. So we will be doing the version that you know, because when we play our Guantanameras in our own Cuban fiestas, it is usually done at a faster, more danceable fashion. This is going to be more romantic. You know Guantanamera means lady from Guantanamo, right? Did you know that?
Yes, now we know. Thank you.
Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un ciervo herido que busca del monte amparo. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. De la tierra quiero yo mi suerte echar, con los pobres de la tierra quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much. The next song we're going to be playing for you, we decided to do something a little bit more modern so that you can see that our instruments, although are a little bit maybe archaic as far as the development of musical instruments is concerned, we can do things that are modern sounding with a bit of jazz. And we thought it would be interesting for you to see this sort of thing happening with our kind of instruments. We will be playing something called Calypso Getaway. Talked about the other instrument that you see there, the cuatro. The cuatro came to America in the second voyage of Columbus. It is considered one of the most ancient instruments, string instruments, that have been recorded in history. We have found traces of its use in ancient Egypt and in Greece also, just like the harp also. There are two types of cuatro. The cuatro can be tuned two different ways, depending on the use you're going to give it. If you're going to use it for a concert,
just as a concert instrument, like a guitar, you tune it one way. And if you use it, if you're going to use it as an accompanying instrument like we're doing now, it has another tuning so that it can sound more percussive, more than an instrument of picking, more an instrument of percussion. I just thought maybe it would be nice because I know many people, it looks like a ukulele, but it is not a ukulele. It is called a cuatro, and it's called the cuatro because it has four strings. Okay, the next song we're going to do is a Mexican song. It is called La Bikina, and it was made famous in the United States by Herb Alpert. It is known as Good Morning, Mr. Sun, right? Good Morning, Mr. Sun. The words in Spanish represent the love of the...
La quieren consolar. Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue. Dicen que pasa la vida soñando con él. La Bikina tiene pena y dolor. La Bikina no conoce el amor.
Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa,
no permite la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando, nos mira sin vernos jamás.
La Bikina,
la gente se pone a murmurar. Dicen que tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar.
Tanera, preciosa y orgullosa,
no permite la quiera consolar. Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue. Dicen que pasa la vida soñando con él. La Bikina tiene pena y dolor. La Bikina no conoce el amor. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa camina, nos mira sin vernos jamás. Pasa camina, nos mira sin vernos jamás. Bikina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our last song comes from the Andes. It is a song that is called the Umaguaqueño. It is a very well loved song. Bolivia is a very Indian country of all Latin America. It's probably the one that has kept the Indian tradition most intact. I don't know if it's because it's so high that very few people can get there. It's very high, it's very cold. This is a rhythm called carnavalito. It's the type of rhythm is called carnavalito. And it is it's danced during Mardi Gras in those countries. You will hear that kind of rhythm in places like Peru, Bolivia, and sometimes in Argentina also. This is called the Umaguaqueño, and this is for Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Llegando está el carnaval, quebradero mi cholita. Llegando está el carnaval, quebradero mi cholita. Fiesta de la quebrada, mamaqueño para cantar. Entre charango y bombo, carnavalito para bailar.
Llegando está el carnaval, quebradeño mi cholita.
Llegando está el carnaval, quebradeño mi cholita. Fiesta de la quebrada, mamaqueño para cantar. Entre charango y bombo, carnavalito. Fiesta de la quebrada, mamaqueño para cantar. Entre charango y bombo, carnavalito para bailar. Fiesta de la quebrada, mamaqueño para cantar. Entre charango y bombo, carnavalito para bailar.
Llegando está el carnaval, quebradeño mi cholita.
Llegando está el carnaval, quebradeño mi cholita. Fiesta de la quebrada, mamaqueño para cantar. Entre charango y bombo, carnavalito para bailar.
Muchas gracias.
Muchísimas gracias. Muchas gracias. Before we leave, I would like to thank the Stephen Foster Memorial Center for having us here. You can't realize the opportunity this is for us to bring our music to people who seldom ever hear it. Not because you don't want to hear it, but because it's not available. So it is a great moment for us to be here today, and I hope that this labor that you are doing, this work that you're doing, the people that are organizing this event, please go on with it, because we have to try to get our cultures to learn more about each other and to get to love each other more and to help each other much more than we are doing. This is a lovely way, because through music and through folk art, we get to know the real people, the people behind the governments, and this is what we have to do, learn to love one another and to help each other. Thank you very much for making this possible.
Thank you very much.
That was Grupo Cañaveral. Okay. Which included Roberto Parera, Juan Areco, Hilda Luisa, and Nelson Zuleta. And I hope tomorrow they'll be back again to play for us, and I hope that maybe we'll find some people in the audience who know how to dance to some of this stuff and show us, show the rest of us, right? Okay.